For Human Rights, Eamon Gilmore, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. It is a privilege to open this conference together with the chair of the Global Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions, our partners from the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, and the European Union. The COVID-19 pandemic has triggered an unprecedented and, yes, in some respects, unexpected set of challenges for the protection and advancement of human rights. It is estimated that over 60% of countries regressed on basic democratic and human rights standards in the year 2020, exacerbated by measures taken in response to COVID-19. Yet across the globe, national human rights institutions, or NHRIS, have worked tirelessly to carry out their unique and critical mandate at this challenging moment. They have supported the most vulnerable and marginalized. They have received and acted on complaints. They have supported outreach, advocacy, and communications to people and populations outlining their rights and their means of redress. And they have monitored places of detention. During the pandemic, the United Nations Development Programme closely collaborated with the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights to boost the ability of national human rights institutions to monitor and engage governments in rights-based responses to COVID-19, including through capacity building. These institutions have carried out this vital work at a time when the pandemic has curtailed their day-to-day work and made it more difficult for them to maintain contact with the communities they serve. Indeed, new research by the Global Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions and the United Nations has found that during the pandemic, many of these institutions forged even closer links with decision makers, public agencies, and civil society, consolidating their position as cornerstones of national human rights systems. In sum, these institutions work to put people first. That fact is perhaps most apparent when it comes to the work of these institutions to protect human rights defenders. Last year, at least 331 human rights defenders promoting social, environmental, racial, and gender justice in 25 countries were murdered, with scores more people beaten, detained, and criminalized because of their work. National human rights institutions perform an essential protection function in responding to violations and advocating on behalf of victims and affected communities. They also work to encourage the adoption of legislation and other measures to prevent violations. As frontline human rights defenders, people working with these institutions themselves have faced intimidation and reprisals as a result of carrying out their mandates. In this challenging context, UNDP is helping to drive forward new efforts to support human rights defenders, including through the UN Secretary General's Call to Action for Human Rights. That includes our work with the Network of African National Human Rights Institutions as part of our tripartite partnership. This involves helping to develop key elements of model laws on human rights defenders, just to give you one example. Or consider our efforts in Mali, where we are bolstering the capacity of civil society organizations to monitor and report on human rights, with a focus on communities in remote locations. On behalf of UNDP, I would like to extend my congratulations to the Global Alliance of National Human Rights Institutions on the development of a global action plan on human rights defenders and civic space. At the United Nations Development Programme, we will continue to support national human rights institutions to implement the Marrakesh Declaration to promote and protect and work with human rights defenders. Indeed, the entire UN system and our partners will continue to provide concrete support to national human rights institutions as they drive forward progress on the global goals. At this pivotal moment, we must continue to work together to help ensure that human rights are not a luxury for the few, but an entitlement for all. Thank you.
Thank you.